The Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.
Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show. We're here with head coach Bruce Cassidy. Fans, great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. All right, Bruce, you've had a couple days here to digest the weekend. You had won six in a row going into that game against Detroit. Replay aside, level of frustration maybe in that game for your team?
Well, it's just that the execution was just a little bit off. I thought we were, you know, the better team than Detroit, even though they won the hockey game, did what they had to do. I thought we missed on about five or six plays that typically we would make, backdoor feeds from the D to the forwards, or they just misfired on. We had a breakaway chance in the second, seemed like it was tape to tape, just, you know, hops over the stick. You know, the offside goal, you know, maybe another millisecond, we get our foot, you know, and it just seemed to snowball a little bit, all those little plays, and made the difference in basically a one-goal game. So even the penalty kill goal we gave up, you know, we're pressuring, but we're a little bit late. Each pass we arrived, you know, again, another half second late with our stick, and or we wouldn't allow that goal. So a lot of those little things go into it, and you, as a coach, you look at it, and I thought physically our legs were there, our will was there, we just mentally weren't able to, you know, be hard enough on the puck when we needed to, or collect the puck, or execute that little extra play, and as a result, we didn't get the 2 points.
5-on-3 in the first period as well. I mean, I guess that would go fall into that category as well.
Absolutely. You know, static. Even though we got the puck to Marshy a few times, it wasn't the really plays that we typically make. We'll usually move around after the first one, try to stretch their killers out a little. We allowed them, all three of them, to stay tight to the net. So I think Bernier did a good job reading the play. But again, a little bit off. Marshy scored plenty of 5-on-3 goals from there. But again, usually we're pulled a little wider. So a little more of a threat from other places to score. So at the end of the day, could he use the goal there? Typically something we're good on. But another example of us not being quite sharp, you know, with our puck play.
David Pastrnak's had a fantastic season. He's still picking up points. How would you evaluate his overall game, mostly since the All-Star break?
Well, they've been quieter offensively in terms of the volume of chances they're getting. Some of that is it was going to be a tough pace to keep up for David, obviously. There's very few goal-a-game guys in the National Hockey League, and hasn't been for a long time. There's a little bit of fatigue. They play heavy minutes every night against good players. Now they're playing, forget, that was our fourth game in the week, and a couple afternoon games, some travel. So I'm not making excuses. Just the reality of the situation is it's hard to get yourself on top of your game every night. You know, that's part of it as well. So Past also went to the All-Star game, didn't get the break other guys got. So it might be catching up to him a little bit. But at the end of the day, I still like the fact that he's around the puck making plays. Made a great play to Torrey Krug for a tap-in goal. So he's not forcing it. If there's a better option besides shooting, he's making it. Shows a maturity in a player. I don't see him pouting in the room. I think he gets frustrated when the team doesn't win. He gets frustrated if he, you know, chances get away from him that helps the team win. But I certainly don't see a guy that's slam on the door when we're winning because he's not scoring. He's not that guy. So we're happy with his play.
Anders Bjork has been playing a lot on the right side. You're going to flip him over to the left side here today with Charlie Coyle. Just some of the reasoning.
I've always preferred him on the left. I find he, through the neutral zone, can gain access to the blue line with a little more of a threat to shoot. On his backhand, he tends to revert back to some of his habits when he was younger of turning up and then getting into the traffic. He's done a better job with that. At the end of the day, it's a minor switch. Heinen's played the right a lot, so he can go over there. He has some of the same issues on his offside as exposing the puck on your backhand. So Danton's going to have to deal with that as opposed to Anders tonight. We may flip them back. Some of it is just a product of we have a lot of left sticks in our lineup, and if they're going to play up in the lineup together as wingers, one of them has to play the right side, and tonight it's Dan.
You got the Montreal Canadiens today. I haven't seen them in a little while. They've gone on a pretty decent run trying to catch up in the playoff race. Desperate team. What have you seen from them? Why have they had success here recently?
Well, they got a lot of speed. If they get healthy, if a guy like, you know, Drouin comes back in the lineup, they may get Biron back. Some of their younger guys, Suzuki, has had some growth. You know, I'm sure that's, you know, help them offensively. I think they're a good team, and they're eventually going to, you know, win some games. It's just for them, it seems like this year it's just consistently, or I guess if I look, I haven't studied their overall record, but I think if you're going to be a playoff team, you really got to avoid the downs. You got to get out of those in a hurry. Get points when you're not at your best. Get points when you're not healthy. Get points with your backup goalie and that. A lot of different things that maybe they haven't done as well as some of the playoff teams, and it's a small margin for error.
Last question for you, just how do you attack them here today? No Shea Weber as well.
Listen, they're a good first period team. They come out with a lot of zip. They have in this building, so we got to make sure we're on our toes. We should be ready to go. We've had a little bit of a break between games, which is rare to get 2 days off between games this time of year. So for us, we have to take advantage of that. At the end of the day, you got to play in their end. They're small, fast forwards that want to attack. So if you can force them to defend, that's a little bit of their weakness, is playing in their own end. Force them to defend the blue line. Obviously, Weber out hurts, but at the end of the day, they still got, you know, good players there. And so again, it's about us to managing the puck, cutting off their speed before it gets started, and then getting in front of Carey Price. He's had some real good games against us over the years. Lately, it seems like we've been able to get a few more goals on him. Some of that's just us being a little more attack oriented and getting people around the top of his crease.
Bruce, we appreciate it. Good luck here tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Canadiens are next.
The Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.